Older residents in the state remember the Davis Liquid Waste Superfund site as the giant mountain of car tires. The 10-acre site in rural Smithfield served as a dumping ground in the 1970s for pollutants like sludge, drums of chemical waste, and around 6 million discarded car tires. The DEM's deputy chief in the Office of Waste Management, Matt DeStefano, says cleanup of the area has been going on for years. He adds it took the state more than a year to reach the current settlement, sending a message to those who pollute.
This settlement basically puts those who'd want to harm the environment on notice that the state, will work tirelessly to make them pay.
DeStefano says the initial settlement payout of $750,000 will be used to protect Rhode Island's groundwater. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.